Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, everything all right?
I just been thinking about how much I've grown.
Mm-hmm.
Through friendships, relationships. They don't bother me anymore.
That's because God is growing you.
Letting go of my past hands. Removing roots and some old dirt. No, I'm not perfect, but growing up's worth it if I give it to God and I won't get hurt. I'm shutting my past down. I'm putting him first. I'm pushing past my mess ups. I'm in too deep cause I leveled up. He got my mind right. No pain in my sight. Let the river flow. No shade to my past. But please know that I gotta grow.
I put a seed in the ground. Now he gon' water it down.
Oh yeah. Clearer now. Life has its lessons. So many blessings. No more going back. Gotta get on the right track. I leveled up on my haters. They keep switching up like the weather. All I gotta do is keep on making boss moves and I stay rooted like a tree
planted by the rivers of water.
I'ma keep on sowing. I'ma keep on growing. I see them blessings coming my way. My seed in the ground, let it shine all day.
What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but also the larger world around us. It is these types of conversations that edify, entertain, as well as heal. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations right here on Trailblazers Radio. Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop. To check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out with the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, our VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris-Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished, be poised, be purposeful? Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, and to you. And maybe you happen to be watching in the evening time by way of replay. Hello to you as well. My name is Atanya Harris Good. Just call me LHG. It's down there on the corner. I am so excited about Monday Power Hour. And let me just let you know, going into this as Trailblazers Radio, you can support us by sending us stars. Stars help us to get more content, more guests, and bring the things that you, our supporters, love to see and hear. Welcome, welcome. What is Monday Morning Power Hour? It's your morning huddle. Maybe you have a job where the communication doesn't really flow like it should. You're going to get a morning huddle here. I don't know nothing about your job, but this is your moment where I say good morning to you. Thank you for showing up. Whether you are at a 9-to-5 or you're an entrepreneur or whatever you're doing, thank you for showing up. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And not every job has mastered the art of communication. I believe in huddles and meetings, and they don't have to be long-winded meetings. Huddles are a short version of a meeting. It's a quick gathering of the minds, especially on a Monday, when if you've been closed over the weekend and things have been happening over the weekend, that Monday morning is a powwow to bring everybody in and say, okay, y'all, thanks for being here. Here is what today looks like. Mondays in the call center world were always busy. I think that's probably still true today because most companies are closed over the weekend. So everybody wants to call Monday morning, all right? So Monday is always busy. So that was that time to say, okay, guys, buckle up. We got calls on hold. We got things going on that can, you know, inundate us, but we got this. Motivating your staff, getting everybody pumped and amped for a great day, passing out some snacks if it's real busy, a little bit goes a long way. Hey, Simone, good morning. Simone has my Polished on Purpose link in here. Thank you. And since we are talking about that, I am a whole paparazzi consultant. And every time you see me, every time I feel God in here, every time you see me, I'm wearing paparazzi jewelry. I'm in my uniform, honey. I'm in my paparazzi shirt today because it's Power Hour. And there's power in this time of discussion, 60 minutes about business, about life, about setting goals, about time management, about all things setting us up for a great week. Where's your calendar? Dear calendarites, we are into calendarism on this platform. Calendarism is we get it done. We plan our week. We plan our day. And we don't inundate our day. We don't add 75 things on our to-do list. We have to prioritize. It's very easy to fall into that rut of being overwhelmingly anxious. Oh, I do have on my paparazzi shirt, Simone. I'm in uniform. It says, I was meant to be subtle, honey. I'm a whole paparazzi consultant. I got on my bling today. I am totally ready. I'm in uniform. It's Power Hour. I'm in uniform this morning. Hello, Mr. CEO is in the room. Good morning. Good morning, Frederick Beatty. And thank you all, as he says, for tuning in to Monday Power Hour. This is our time to just prepare. Preparation is so key. Planning is so key. And to be honest, if you really want to prepare for your week, you probably should have began yesterday. If you just got your clothes ready this morning, you a day late. Sunday or Saturday, depending on what you're doing, is a good day to get your clothes washed. Get them ironed. Get them folded. Get them hung up. Get your 5 outfits for the work week together. Even if you are logging in from home and you are in your comfy PJs, wash your pajamas. Wash your body. Come on. Come on, Holy Ghost. Wash your body. Wash your clothes. Wash your body. Wash your mind. Even if you are working from home, you will find that you will be more productive probably if you clean. Won't he make you? Come on here. I got to pray before we get too far into this. I want to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you for the gift of a new week, a new opportunity to be better, to be wiser, to be stronger. We thank you, God, because we will not be consumed. We'll be informed, but never consumed. We will not be anxious for anything, for your word says we should not do that. We will not operate in fear, for your word says you didn't give us that spirit. Fear does exist, but it did not come from you, and anxiety is rooted in fear. We will not be afraid of anything, because whatever comes our way during this day, you are with us in it, and you will help us process it and maneuver through it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, when we are weak, you're made even stronger. So we acknowledge that we are the weaker vessel, but you make us strong because of your strength, because of your power, because of your anointing. So God, I ask you this morning to show up in this podcast, show up in our day, wherever each person is, wherever they are at work, at home, at the grocery store listening. God, anoint their day, anoint their going out and their coming in. Bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless their mind, bless their body, heal afflicted bodies, broken hearts, give them resources that they need. God, release what's held up. In Jesus' name, we thank you for Trailblazers Radio, for the CEO, COO, and all hosts. Thank you for blessing our platform by leaps and bounds. Thank you for every single supporter and viewer. Thank you for the good reviews that are going to come in on our page. Thank you, God, for the impact that we're making across the globe. And we'll be forever grateful and careful to give your name praise, honor, and glory, for it is due your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. I felt that thing. I felt that thing. Good morning again. Okay, we got a lot of ground to cover in this hour. Okay, what is Power Hour? It's your morning huddle. It's your morning huddle. We got some comments here. Well, this is a paparazzi shirt. It doesn't say polished on purpose per se, Simone. I'm getting to that part. But it is definitely our paparazzi shirt. We got our logo down there. So when I go to my vendor shows, I make sure I am in uniform. So yes, 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 yes. Yes, Simone, he will make you clean inside. Good morning, Cousin Kenyatta. Y'all coming in here. Y'all coming in here. Do me a favor. Good morning. Good morning. Please share. Please tag. Please like. And when we are done with today's show, for those of you who have been enjoying the Trailblazers Radio Network, any of our shows, we need you to go on the Trailblazers page, Facebook page, and leave a review. Thank you for sharing, Simone. We always know you're going to share. One of our biggest supporters, shout out to Simone, as she has her own podcast called Digging Deep, so follow her as well. So please go onto our page and leave us a review. That will help boost our algorithm and help us get our content out to showcase what we do, what God has given us to do in the earth. So thank you. For those of you who came through Saturday, oh my goodness, if you did not watch Saturday's show on settling, part one, because this thing is layered, why we settle, how we settle, and how not to settle. Settle in relationships, settle on jobs and friendships. Oh my God. Please go watch the replay and comment, because that show was hot. All right. Keep us on your radar. Go ahead and go to YouTube to Trailblazers with a Z Radio and subscribe. Go ahead and go to Critical Conversations with LHG and subscribe. We want to boost our YouTube subscriptions as well. And if you're on YouTube now watching, hit the button, hit the bell. Just one click can get you notified when we're on the air. All right. So Power Hour is your morning huddle. Thank you for showing up to work. If you're at work, thank you for logging on. If you're at home, logging on. And thank you for tuning in. Yes, Simone, you got to watch the replay. It was, yeah, we went there. We went there, Simone. We did. Okay, so on Power Hour, what type of things do we talk about? We talk business. And when I say business, please don't be intimidated and think it's because you have to own a business. If you work for a business, you should be here. If you own a business, you should be here. If you're considering applying for a job somewhere, you should tune in. If you have been on your job 5 days and you really want to make a good impression and have a career path, you should be here. If you've been on your job 22 years and you are thinking of taking a leap of faith and transitioning from corporate to creative, you should be here. We talk about all that. If you are a single mother and you want to learn how to delegate in your household and utilize your time and get some help, you should be here. Everybody needs to be here. If you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and you want to start teaching them how to show, how to have responsibility with their little allowance, or how to, you know, take little tasks and take pride in what they're doing. And we talk about all of that here on Power Hour. And I also want to make sure you know, every third Monday, that means 1 week from today, our brother Andrew Griffin will be back. We are collaborating with Andrew Griffin and his businesses, what he has going on in ministry. He is a motivational speaker, a transformational speaker, mindset change speaker. He's an author. He is a businessman. He has an event space. He's a beautiful wife. That's my paparazzi sister. So we're collaborating to come every third Monday to make sure that you know some of the foundational tips and acumen of business and mindset change. So much rides on your mind. So much rides on how you think. What does the Bible say about how we think? How you think is really how you are. That's you. As a man think, so is he. So if you are battling in your mind, yes, Simone, we love Brother Andrew. He brings the heat. He brings the knowledge, the wisdom when it comes to business, when it comes to changing how you see life. His testimony, you remember that he told us that he learned how to read and write in his 30s? I was so proud of him for even sharing that. What a testimony. What a testimony. How you're able to, sometimes we hide our flaws because we're embarrassed. But he, COVID and other things that happened in life gave him the chance to say, you know what, forget this. I'm getting ready to buckle down. And he set a goal and he learned. He learned. Not everyone that you see knows how to read and write it wonderfully. We can talk, but talking and reading and writing is something totally different. Wasn't that awesome, Simone? His testimony. Go back and watch part one and two of Power Hour. And my CEO has been doing some clips and shorts that show some of those pivotal moments that we had on those shows. Brother Andrew is the one to watch. Detroit's own growing businesses, changing lives. The Change or Paradigm Conference just happened a couple weeks ago. I heard it was awesome. There's going to be more to come, more opportunities to come in and just hear various speakers. He had different speakers that were on this panel that each had a different testimony, a different expertise area or subject matter where we can learn how to be better in our personal lives and our businesses. I'm telling you, you got to get involved in this. That's every third Monday. I'm also collaborating, looking to get Debracia Hale back on, getting Coco back on, because Coco came on twice and gave us info about work from home. Many of you are wanting to work from home. You need that flexibility. You need to be able to watch your kids and manage your household and be able to make money at the same time. So right now, since COVID, work from home is crazy. It's crazy. I was not able to, Simone. I had some things come up unexpectedly, but I will definitely be at the next one. All right. It was my intention to, but something came up that I just was not able to be in the room. But please go on his page and follow him, and you will see different clips and snippets from what happened at the conference. And I plan on being in the place for the very next one. All right. So today we're talking about time. I called the show, Do You Know What Time It Is? While I sip my tea from my Girl Chat weekly mug. Yep, we got merch. Yes, we do. I want to talk about time, and we're not going to get through the whole show, all of my notes, but I want to at least introduce this as we start a series, because we oftentimes say we don't have enough time. And to be honest, I don't believe that. Even if God gifted us with two more hours and made a day 26 hours, we still would complain we don't have enough time. So the issue becomes, how do you view time and how do you use time? Time is valuable, which is why, for one, we promote calendarism. What is calendarism? It is the commitment to using a calendar. Simone, we got to get together and go back to that. If you have begun your week and you don't know what you have to do this week, you're behind the eight ball. If you have doctor appointments, yes, Simone, get you the girl chat cup. Yes, honey. We got a few different mugs out there. Go on to our website, www.trailblazersradio.com. And we have merch out there available for you. And we're excited about it. So when you are looking at your week ahead, your appointments, doctors, dentists, whether your children have school plays, recitals, how are you going to keep all that manageable if you're not using some sort of timekeeping mechanism, whether it's a physical calendar, your phone calendar, Outlook, whatever you have to use, or multiple mechanisms? If you're not keeping track of what time things start, then you're going to be all over the place. Most of us who have anxiety, we struggle because we're overwhelmed with stuff. How do you nip that in the bud? One way could be, let me see what I have to do and not overbooking. Are you like me and you commit to everything before checking your calendar? I do have a bad habit of that. Can you come here, sister? I sure can. I'll be there. Oops, I overbooked. I have overbooked things. And for one, yes, you should go back to your podcast, Simone. We're going to talk about that. You have to be careful not to overextend yourself. You can be so excited. You got wedding season coming, graduation season coming. You have baby showers, bridal showers, conferences, all kinds of good stuff, concerts, book launches, and you want to support your people. Yes, I get that. I feel that in my spleen. I do. I'm there with you. But guess what? How many places can you be at one time? You cannot split yourself in parts and send different parts of you different places. So one fundamental way to help us to navigate time is to, number one, stop committing to things too soon. I am so guilty of this. Even on Facebook, every free webinar, every free masterclass, I'm pushing the button, sign me up, sign me up, sign me up. Getting all kinds of emails from all kinds of these different places, getting too excited. But guess what? If you're not going to go, why sign up? Why get the extra emails? 200 extra emails a day, and you ain't even going to sign up. So be wise in what you commit to. What are the things that you're doing right now or interested in doing that are going to help you make money or help you get an education? We're going to have to prioritize where we spend our time and how we spend our time. We get so excited. I am one of those people who get so excited. It's so much happening. So much. I'm a whole podcaster and a jury consultant. So, and speaking of that, those of us who sell something, jewelry, Mary Kay, whatever, we see all these vendor show opportunities. Guess what? You can't go to them all. They're getting more and more expensive. So you're going to have to learn how to choose your business moves wisely. How much does it cost? Where is it located? What kind of event is it? And does the event bring in a lot of foot traffic? We got a comment here. If I could have multiple parts of me go everywhere, I can't physically go. We can't. And personally, even if we could do that, my question would be, how stressful would that be? Because guess what? If you could break yourself up into parts, then you got to call a meeting for all the parts to come together and say, well, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? That would be chaotic to me. And let me tell you this. Whoever came up with the concept of multitasking, it don't work for me no more at 48. Doing multiple things at one time, that's a distraction for me. I've learned that multitasking is ineffective for LaTanya Harris Good. And I can't speak for you. And I know in the corporate world, especially in the call center environment, they preach multitasking, talk and type. That was the biggest phenomenon that we learned in the call center environment. While you are talking to a customer, type what they're saying. And that I can agree with, because writing things out is mundane because you got to go back and type it in. So the one thing I will subscribe to in the call center world is talking and typing. I will that, and that is considered multitasking, but you can do that in a way where it's not a distraction. Okay. When, and for those who don't know what talking, the talk and type method is, when you work in a call center on the phones, that's the majority of my work experience, and you're talking to a customer and you're basically in the place of data entering what that customer is saying in order to update their account, file a claim, you know, create something. And as you're talking to them and you're asking them questions, may I have your name? And they give you their name, type it in the computer, type it in, on a notepad sheet. And you say, may I have your account number? Type it down, type it in. Because it, when I first started doing this work in call center environment 25 years ago, I wrote everything down. I was old school. We were given notebooks. They don't give you notebooks now. They want you to talk and type. But I used to take information in, write it down, and then you got to place the call on hold to go type the information in the computer. Counterproductive. The talking and typing method does save time. It does. And it helps you to not place your call on hold so much. So I will subscribe to that method. As you are getting information from the caller, put it where it needs to go. That is golden, because you'll be able to go through your phone call with more seamlessness, with more of a rhythm, and you'll have to keep stopping. So I will say that. But other multitasking, be careful. If you are reading emails while you're on the phone, stop it. Because you're going to say something that you're reading. I've done it. Or you're going to type something that you're hearing, and it's not going to make sense. You owe it to yourself to give yourself ample time to complete one thing at a time. Simone says, if I could have multiple, I read that part. She says, baby, multitasking is pretty much out of the window for me, especially at work, sheesh, especially when we get crazy. Listen, because what happens is, now if you disagree, more power to you. But when you do too much at once, you can only do one thing to me 100% at one time. If you try to multitask, one thing may get 30% of you, one thing may get 10%, one thing may get 40%, but nothing's going to get 100% of your attention. It's just like when you're having a conversation with someone, and I've been guilty of this, and they walk up to your desk or walk up to you and they're talking to you, and your eyes are on the computer reading your emails. They're talking to you, but you're trying to multitask. You're not hearing them. And second, you're being rude. Because if they're talking to you, your eyes ought to be on them and your ears ought to be on them, because they apparently got something to say. So while you think you're doing yourself a favor by doing stuff all at one time, you are creating a chaotic way of living, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Okay, let's move on. Why are we talking about time today? Have you ever gone to the hairdresser and had an appointment, or nail salon, or doctor appointment, and you had to wait forever? What does that mean? That means the scheduler, the owner, somebody is mismanaging time, because the benefit of having an appointment, come on somebody today, is for me to be able to walk into your establishment and I will give you maybe a 10-minute grace period, but within about 10 minutes of me arriving, I should be in your chair. Simone says, my job be trying to have me working on DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub orders, all while taking care of the customers that are physically in the building trying to get their food. That's too much. Now, I understand that your job is asking you to do that, Simone, but I think as an employee, you have the right to say, I'm only one person. Because guess what? If you mess up a Grubhub or Uber Eats order and switch the orders, that's going to bring a complaint down the line. So sometimes multitasking too much is opening us up for complaints and problems. Hello, Erica Williams. Good morning, sis. And speaking of what we do, mess around and try to hurry up and pack paparazzi orders and put Simone order in Jocelyn's bag because you're rushing and trying to multitask. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. So to me, Simone, as an employee, you have the right to say, this is too much. This is too much. Now, while it may seem beneficial for time reasons, but for quality reasons, it's not beneficial. Because the one time you mix up something, the one time the order is wrong, Simone, they're coming back to you. So what Latanya here is good would do is say, can we talk? Can we talk, supervisor? I want to be a team player, but I also want to do right by my customers that are physically here and the ones who are ordering food. They should have a separate set of people for the Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever. They should have a whole different group for that. You should be able to focus on your customers in-house unless it's super slow. Come on, Erica, listen. Have you ever been on a live video and you're trying to talk to the customers on live? Y'all see me on live. You're trying to engage. You're trying to watch comments and you're trying to write down what somebody wants. Sometimes it can get chaotic. I have had to take my time. Now, when I first began paparazzi, I had a producer. My daughter produced my live shows, meaning she kept the notes for me. All I had to do was get up there and show the jury and talk and be cute. And she kept all my notes. Well, she works. She works. But let me tell you, Erica, taking your time is the key. No pun intended. We're talking about time. Take your time. If you only bring out 10 pieces of jewelry, if you do a 10 pieces in 10 minute live, I got my notebook. Planning is everything. Come on, Holy Ghost. Let me drink my tea. I'm so glad you said that, Erica, because that was my struggle too. For one, let me tell you, you are in control. To my paparazzi consultants, nobody can see what's on your table. They only can see you. Use your space. If you only want to bring out 10 pieces, get your notebook and number 1 to 10, okay? Say you're going to do 10 Z's. I'll write 1 through 10 on my paper. I'll put number 1, the Raven. Number 2, the Laura. Number 3, Undaunted. I would even name which one I'm going to show. I'm talking planning here. And I will go down the line. Good morning, everybody. My name is Latanya Harris Gooden. I am showing you some Z pieces today. I would put them on my table. I would number them to keep me in line. Baby. We are in the driver's seat when it comes to when we go live. Write it down. And I'll put next to it how many of them I have. Good morning, y'all. This is what I have to show you today. It's a bracelet. It has beautiful colors and rhinestones. It opens and shuts. I have 5 of these. If you would like one, put in the comments, sold number 1. And I put down on my paper how many I have. And that way, as I see people saying sold, I'm marking down, gone, gone, gone. And the name of the person. It takes time. Let me tell you, anything worth doing is going to take time to master it. The best thing to do is to give yourself some grace. Fred says, planning helps us to get organized. Before I do anything, I do a quick plan. Am I doing Z's? Am I doing whatever in a box? Am I doing rings? Am I doing bracelets? What am I doing? Simone has a question. What does no pun intended mean? When you use a word in a way where it's a play on words, kind of, Simone. And we're talking about time, and I said, take your time. That's kind of a play on words. That's what no pun intended means. Simone says, and I'll help you keep track. Simone has been a tremendous help. And if you have children, girlfriends, friends in your circle that can come on live with you and put the number in the screen for you, the number two way to help with time is delegate. If you have an assistant in your home, your teenage children, your spouse, delegate. Honey, come and help me do my live if you don't mind for about 15 minutes to help me stay organized. You control it. You do it how you feel comfortable. I want you to be encouraged. The thing is, just start and you will get better and better and better. Erica says, then crazy men come on live trying to buy me. Well, you are a beautiful lady, sister. Then she says, I have to stop and block them. You're going to have trolls sometimes. But you know what? This is the key. You can block them. You can ignore them. And you can let them know in professional words, I am here to sell my jewelry. If you are here for any other reason, please exit my life. Do not let the weirdos discourage you. Yes, Simone, you have been my virtual assistant in so many ways. Just keep going, Erica. Keep going. Start small. I used to go live for an hour, sometimes two. That became chaotic because I had so much stuff. I had to cut mine down to 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I would have a day for bracelets, a day for rings. I would have a day for sets, a day for Z pieces. I've gone live 2 and 3 times a day, just in small increments. When you're selling something or you're presenting something, do what works for your comfort level and build upon that. The key is to start and stay consistent. I love that. I love it. Quiet on the set. I love it. And you will also have, when you go live too, sis, you'll start having things that people will notice about you that are unique to you. Quiet on the set will be your tagline. Quiet on the set. I created a whole person. Online Church Mother was born through my paparazzi videos. Mother LaVita Loca, my co-host, was born through paparazzi videos. You'll start having so much fun. And it'll feel like it will actually start to encourage you and the people who are watching you. So while you're making money, you realize you are lifting your own spirit and you're feeling good about your business and people are getting to know you and see you even while you're doing that. Simone says, and if she can't go live, I do post pictures. I do post stories. Even if I do a pre-recorded quick flash sale, I touch my business every day. My hands are in paparazzi every day. While I was down under the weather, I was still posting. Still posting. Now, my customers, and I know they out there listening, have gotten spoiled. They don't care for the online. They don't care for the pictures, but I still post them. They like a live experience because I've done that for so long. And I enjoy that. But I'm just trying to get them to know when the girl ain't able to go live, there's multiple ways to support. All right? So going back to appointments, for those of you who are setting appointments, hair, nails, doctor offices, you have got to be careful with how you schedule appointments. Well, how do you know how to schedule your appointments? How long does it take to do a press and curl? How long will it take for you to do a head of braids? You have to time yourself. How else would you know how many time slots to allow if you don't know how long it takes to do something? You're going to have to do a time study. Somebody put in the comments, time study. If you're performing a service, and this is why, see, I used to couldn't stand when people have the appointments online, like StyleSeat, booking.com, whatever. I couldn't stand it. But now I understand why they do that. Those booking sites allow you to make your time manageable. So if I go on a booking site to get my nails done, the nail lady is going to have a slot that says full set, 1 hour. Fill in 30 minutes, repair 15 minutes. Time study, y'all. If you're doing a service, time yourself. And then when you do your website, you can put on here if you want a full set. But guess what? A short full set and a long full set is two different time periods. If I'm coming in there to get a short set, it's a real short set. You can have me in and out depending on how you flow. Now, if you slow, work on that too. But if you sit down at a table, a short set will not be the same time period as a long set. So when they have these applications you use to do an appointment, to book an appointment, it knows how long approximately. Now, it may not be down to the minute, but an approximate time period of what it would take to do what you want to do. So you go in there, you click on full set, you click on French tips, you click on rhinestones, you click on pedicure. So by the time you do all of that, it should give you a price, $300.89, and the time frame, 3 hours. That means that beautician, that stylist, has given themselves 3 hours to do your nails and your feet. Okay? So stylist, that means you have to be able to honor that. Set a time clock. The next time you do a full set, time it. Next time you do a short one, a long one, a medium length one. Next time you do a repair, a pedicure, time it. Because guess what? As a consumer, my time is valuable. Because what? I put in my calendar, nail appointment at 12 noon. I should be done at 1:30. But if you got me there at 5 o'clock, you didn't mess my whole day up. Come on, somebody. Come on. And you ain't going to compensate me for my stuff you done messed up. Time study. What's the average amount of time do you spend in the shop for a wash, press, and curl? Listen, if I had some hair, Erica, I think a wash, press, and curl should not take more than an hour and a half. And that might depend on how much hair you wash and press and curling. See, I ain't got but 3 strands. So my wash, press, and curl would be 3 minutes. 1 minute per strand. Okay? And you got someone like Simone and you, Erica, that got a head full of hair, your wash, press, and curl might be 2 hours. So the stylist has to ask the person, how long is your hair? Or send me a photo, upload a photo of your hair. Because that might help them determine how long. And if you got coarse hair, if you got some naps up there, if you got a forest going on, and you got thick 4C hair, that wash, press, and curl could take 2 and 3 hours. You might be getting spiral curls, silk press. That's why you got to know your craft. If you are a beautician, nail artist, tattoo artist, whatever, lash tech, you have to know your craft. And you got to spend time getting to know how long it takes to do stuff and how many different variations there are. People have different lengths and types of hair. Now, you got someone like me who I used to get crochet braids. But my hair is very, very short. So for one, whoever does my hair will have to be skilled enough to create a braid pattern for a person with alopecia areata. So in your booking site, there should be a space for what other things do I need to know about your hair? Do you have hair conditions? Do you have certain allergies? Do you have certain accommodations? Are you in a wheelchair? You need to have a ramp. You need to have a space where your customers can tell you any special things that they may need prior to the appointment. And maybe you can even offer house calls, beauticians, because some of your customers can be at home and can't come out. I'm just saying, it's power hour. A client consultation. Come on. We got a whole beautician in the comments. Simone Austin is going to beauty school for cosmetology. So she's learning these concepts. I'm glad you're here, Simone. Thank y'all for being here. All of you all. I appreciate you. Please share this. Subscribe while we're talking. Help us to grow our viewership, please. So whatever you do, if you're going to grow a business, even before you start the business, you're going to have to do some research. What is the average amount of time a person is willing, as Erica asks, what's the average time? I don't want to be in your chair 6 hours. If I'm not getting braids, I don't want to spend my day with you. And then hairdressers and nail techs, if you have distractions, if your phone is ringing, you may have to get a receptionist, send calls to voicemail. Because I'm going to be honest, sitting at the table and you on your phone cackling the whole time, that can be a lot too. I love the lady who has been doing my nails. She asks you if you want a quiet experience. Meaning, do you want her to talk to you or not? Do you want music or television? She tries to create, not try, she does create an experience where you are comfortable. For some of us, getting our nails done, hair done, lashes done is a pampering moment. I don't want to hear you talking about your baby daddy. I don't want to hear you talking about your whatever is going on in your personal life on the phone, and you're using profanity and nasty words. I don't want that in my spirit while I'm getting my nails done. Yes, you may be at home during a service, and I know it's your home per se, but you're doing a business at home. Catch that. So when you're at home and you're doing a business, you should still be professional. If you get a phone call, excuse me, 1 second, I got to take this. It's my daughter. It's my doctor. Okay, fine. But the rest of that should be focused on doing the service. Because guess what? When you're on the phone cackling, you ain't working like you should be working. When you got the phone like this, girl, yeah, I'm doing nails. Girl, yeah, how you been? You going on a trip? Girl, unprofessional, okay? And you're not moving as efficiently as you probably should. Because for one, you're doing this, holding the phone. Or you got it on speakerphone, everybody can hear all your business. Come on. It's power hour. Come on. We are going to learn how to make home businesses professional to keep your customers coming. Yes, you're at home. I understand that's your personal space. But when you make a decision to run a home-based business, you got to keep your area clean, even down to keeping the snow shoveled. This keeping your parking spots available for your customers. It's now a business. If you're going to open up your home to the public, to customers, prepare the space, whether it's in your basement, your bedroom, your living room, prepare it as best you can. Keep it smelling good. Keep it looking good. Because now you're making an impression to your customers. Okay, so let's get back on time. So when you book your time slots, okay, commit to that. If you're running late, the moment you realize you are running behind hairdressers, nail techs, lash techs, doctor offices, whoever, the moment you realize you're running late, you need to be getting on that phone and reaching out to that next customer who could be in their car waiting for you. The moment you feel like you are going to run behind, you have got to let them know. I'm breaking my butt to get to you on time. Because many of y'all have these be on time, or I'm going to cancel you if you're late, or I'm going to charge you more if you're late. And that's all good. But what if you late? What do I get from you if you late, boo-boo kitty? You're going to charge me for being late? Do I get money off if you late starting on my hair? Do I get money off if you late beginning on my nails? That should be two-way. If you could charge me for being late, I should be able to charge you for causing my appointment to run late and give me a discount. That's just good business. Simone says, first, you better pray over your home. That's a good point, Simone. If you're going to do an at-home business, it's a good idea to pray. Whatever you're doing. You don't know who's coming in. You don't know what they're carrying. You don't know. You should probably do a good job at screening your customers and getting to know who you're bringing in. Most people who I know that do at-home businesses have the same people pretty much on rotation. But eventually, you're going to get new clients, right? So you have to be careful with that. You do. Exactly. What's in it for me when you're late, dear business owner? Now, if you got something that happened to you, I went to an appointment and my appointment ran extremely late. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to stay, but there was compensation in it. There was a discount in it for me. I went and ate, came back. So the one thing is be honest. Please be honest. Please don't act like you're not running late and have me come in and sit there knowing you're just getting started on the person before me. Come on. I am willing to work with you when you're honest with me as a customer. Value me like I value your skill and ability. Value me as a paying customer, okay? I would rather you tell me in advance, Tanya, girl, I got you down for two, but can we push it back to three? I'm so sorry if we're able to push it. Now, I'll give you 10 bucks off for helping me out, girl. Just thank you. Or extra design or two, an extra curl, an extra crimp, an extra something, an extra wash, something. Give me something. Because that way you're not going to lose me. What you don't want to do is lose your faithful customers. Things do happen. You could have got a call from your child's school that threw your schedule off. Some things can happen out of your control. But guess what? It's not the customer's fault either. Even if you have to move the day, things happen in life. Can we change it to tomorrow if possible? I'm so sorry. Can we? Come on, extra French fries. Come on. If you're going to a fast food restaurant and they mess up your order or they have me in line way too long, you better believe I'm going to get a cup of coffee extra. I'm going to get an orange pop, something. I'm not one that asked for it. Okay, y'all running behind today? Y'all good? Okay, let me get an extra pop for the wait. I'm that kind of person. I'm Miss Customer Service. You're going to give me something for my wait. Now, I'll wait, but if I realize I'm waiting too long, you're going to give me something. Something to drink, an extra apple pie or something. But that's what's going to keep your customer base. Wouldn't you rather, I'll make it personal. If I send an order out and one of my items was broken, I am going to do one or two things or both. You're going to get refunded right away because the item was broken when it came to you. And I'm going to try to replace the item. Yes, it cost me, but I want my customers to be pleased. Especially, I had one case where my customer needed her item for an event, a specific event. She wanted these earrings to wear on a specific day. And they came to her just in time. But when she opened it up, one of them was broken. I went in my closet and pulled out my own stash of jewelry, found something that she would like, sent her pictures, and I drove her to her house. I don't care where she lived at. I would have drove to Chicago because I know she needed it that day and she is a paying customer and I want to keep my people happy. You make sacrifices in business when you want to keep your customers happy. You go over and beyond when you need to, when you want to keep your customer base happy. I don't care what you sell, hamburgers or houses. The universal language of business is I want to keep my customers satisfied, delighted, wanting to come back, eager to come back to me. I want to be the premier paparazzi consultant in my region. When I get tagged in vendor events, I'm grateful because someone knows that I sell jewelry. You want to make an impression, even if the person come on your live and don't buy nothing, they know you sell paparazzi and will tag you in some posts. Support comes in different ways. Come on, customer service. It can make or break your business. How you treat people, how you talk to people, how you value people's time. Now, back in the day when I was in high school, and didn't have no job, and didn't have no kid, I didn't mind going to get my hair done and hanging out with my girl for the whole day. She was my friend anyway. But at 48 years old, with responsibilities, I ain't even got that much hair. What's going on? Girl, wash these three threads and get me out of here. So whatever it is that you do, value your customers. and let them feel, people have to feel valued. Every now and then, give something away to show appreciation. When they come on your live and they comment, acknowledge them. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your presence and your purchases. Your presence and your purchases. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for engaging. We got to get out of here. I didn't get through half my notes, but I have an announcement. Tomorrow night around 7:15, 7:30, Girl Chat Weekly is going to be pretty much a show for everybody. We are talking about the history of the Women's Day in the church. And I have a guest coming on, none other than my auntie, First Lady, Melissa Henderson. She is coming on to talk about her event coming up. And let me get my flyer up. Hold on, y'all. Let me get my flyer because I want to show y'all what my auntie is doing. Thank y'all for watching today. We about to wrap up because, you know, power hour go real fast when I get to talking and get excited. Okay, here we go. So this is the flyer for the Women's Day service that I am going to be emceeing with my auntie, First Lady Melissa Henderson. Her husband is the pastor, Elder Simon Henderson Jr. The church is Greater Michigan Church of God by Faith. It is a Women's Day service. The theme is Joy Unspeakable. And the guest speaker is Minister Antoinette Redford of New Hope Church of God by Faith. This is May 19th. She'll be on, my auntie will be on the show tomorrow night to talk about the Women's Day and to talk about Women's Day, period. That's a staple in the church. At least in the Black church. I can't talk for other cultures, but in the Black church, we love to showcase Women's Day. What is the history behind that? What should we be doing on Women's Day? How should we be encouraging each other? How do we showcase our own talent and how we contribute to that ministry or how we affect each other when it comes to Women's Day? We just came out of Women's History Month. What is the significance of Women's Day? I want to talk about that tomorrow night with my auntie. All right. And I have another announcement. Let me bring that flyer up. Bear with me just a moment. And while you are waiting for me, go ahead and share and tag and go ahead and subscribe. Yes. So tomorrow night, Girl Chat is open to everybody. We're talking about Women's Day. It's going to be about 7:15. Watch for the time frame. All right. And another announcement for those of you who are not busy on Sunday, yours truly will be speaking at God's Grace Outreach Ministries Church of God in Christ Women's Day service. That's this Sunday at 11. Sunday school's at 10. Service at 11. I would love to see your face in the place, get a chance to hug you. So if you're in the Detroit area, the Metro Detroit area, we're going to be on the east side, honey. 12915 East McNichols in Detroit. I would love for you to come on out and share as God speaks through me. I believe that there is a definite word from the Lord for you and for me that is going to be coming forth on this Sunday. So that's it for Power Hour, you all. 1 week from today, every third Monday, Brother Andrew will be with us. I'm excited about that. So I am going to let you have the rest of your day. I will probably be back doing some jewelry sales. I am an independent paparazzi consultant. Polished on Purpose is my business. I would love to have your support. Follow me on my business page, Polished on Purpose, my personal page. My website is in the comments down there that Simone put in, and thank you. So please shop, support Trailblazers with the Z Radio. Get our viewership up on YouTube. Subscribe. Tap into all of our content. Fred Beatty has shows. We've been doing check-ins. It's amazing how those check-ins have been blessing my own spirit. So just stay in the know, all right? Have a great day. Thank you for sharing, commenting, engaging, and tapping in. I will see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye. Peace.